This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Predictions for 2018. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. I really appreciate everyone in independent media who is, telling the truth and just covering reality. Just want to say thank you to everyone in independent media who is taking part in this mass awakening of humanity. So with that said, some predictions for 2018, with the caveat that, look, these predictions are never 100% accurate, but they're right more often than they're wrong. I'll put it that way. And some of them, sometimes I make predictions that are early. They take a few years more to come true. That's a common pattern of some of my predictions from years past. But looking at 2018, I've got some pretty significant predictions. So number one is the economy. I believe that because of the tax reform that was passed by the GOP and signed into law by President Trump, that the economy is going to come roaring back through most of 2018, with a couple of exceptions that I'll mention shortly. GDP will be above 4%. It could be 4.5%. And the reason is because of the drop in corporate tax rates. What this means is that companies will no longer have an incentive to try to offshore their profits, since they only have to pay now 21% federal tax on corporate profits. They will just pay the 21%, keep the 79% in the country to invest in business growth, which usually means more R&D, more jobs, more construction, expansion of businesses. That's my plan. That's what I'm going to be doing with my business, just investing in growth. Not going to be sitting on a pile of cash as people think corporations do. And maybe that's true for large corporations like Apple and Google. But small businesses like mine, we don't have any cash to sit on. We are always investing in new growth. So that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a massive boom, I think, in many ways. Now, there are some certain things that could cancel the boom. And one of those is my second prediction. So I just want to be clear. Things will boom unless some major event gets in the way that crashes things. Now, what could that major event be? So my second prediction is that we will see military action against a major world power. Well, maybe not major world power, but a country like North Korea is the most likely scenario. I believe that in 2018, before the end of the year, we are going to have military action, a military assault on North Korea. Now, what will trigger that? It could be a North Korean attack on the United States. It could be a nuke. It could be a nuke offshore. It could be an EMP attack. It could be North Korea attacking South Korea. It could be North Korea attacking an American military base in Japan. There are a number of things that could trigger this, but I believe that before the end of 2018, we will have already waged an assault, a military assault on North Korea for a number of reasons. It's not just the dangerous situation that North Korea has put us in. It's also, by the way, the fact that the military-industrial complex needs some action to get public support to continue to support military funding. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. This is the business model of the military-industrial complex. I'm not saying we don't need national defense. I'm very much pro-national defense, and I'm glad that we have nuclear submarines, and I'm glad that we have advanced military weaponry and dedicated soldiers and so on. All I'm saying is that at the very highest levels of the way things happen in our world, every empire needs perpetual war to continue to justify the growth of its power. And this has been true throughout human history, and the United States of America is no exception. So listen to Ron Paul on that, maybe even a little bit of Noam Chomsky for those of you who are leftists. Listen to what they have to say about America being trying to colonize the world or have military influence over the whole world, and you'll come to understand why a war is necessary, i.e., I'm putting that in quotes, necessary from time to time for every empire to shore up its own internal power and make sure that its citizens support it. And right now, because there's so much chaos in America, the conditions are ripe for a major war effort, or at least an attack on a country like North Korea, especially if there is an attack on America first that necessitates that kind of response. So look for some kind of major military action in 2018. And also look for the offshoot possibility, although this is not a major prediction on my part, but there is a possibility of some kind of either real attack on American soil or a false flag attack that is used to justify the attack on North Korea. For example, and this is not a prediction, but it's just an example, suppose that some high-level people in the military-industrial complex set off a nuke outside the Los Angeles port, you know, like a couple miles offshore, as a false flag attack. Without directly killing anybody, they set this off as a false flag attack then to justify attacking North Korea. That's not a prediction. It's just an example of the kind of thing that could happen. Watch for something like that as a possibility in 2018. Now, also for 2018, we are going to see governments of the world really declare war on cryptocurrencies. However, they will fail to utterly destroy them. What they will do is set up the battlefield by tying cryptocurrencies to illegal activities, such as funding terrorism or engaging in human sex trade or slave trade transactions, or any kind of things like that, money laundering, you know, the negative things that they can tie to cryptocurrencies. They will use that then to crack down on cryptocurrencies that have anything resembling anonymity, which includes, of course, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and others like Zcash. Now, what is going to happen is the governments are going to push toward a trackable cryptocurrency that is run by some organization with ties to the government itself. In other words, the NSA. So we might as well just call it NSA coin at this point, or maybe it's going to be called Fed coin or something like that. I'm just going to call it NSA coin because that's all it's going to be. There's going to be a cryptocurrency that is announced that is going to be called legitimate or legal or something in that vein, while the other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin that the governments don't control is going to be attacked and eventually criminalized. Long term, although this may take several years, long term, the trend is that anyone involved in cryptocurrencies that cannot be tracked by the government will be labeled a criminal. And that's how the central banks are going to fight back against the cryptocurrencies. Up to this point, they haven't really cared that much because, you know, a bunch of crypto kitties doesn't really threaten the central banks, even right now, with the cryptocurrency market is still just tiny compared to what's, you know, the real economy. And, you know, a lot of these crypto people think that they're changing the world. No, not really. you have no idea how powerful the central banks are and how they can fight back and just steamroll you without any effort almost. So that's what's coming next. So watch for that. 2018 is the year that that really kicks off. You're going to see it happen. So what does that mean for Bitcoin? Well, Bitcoin's long-term value might be zero, but it also might be, you know, it might hit $100,000 a coin. I'm not sure. But long-term, it could be zero. So watch out. Watch out for that. Continuing with our predictions for 2018, I think we're also going to see, very likely, a cyber war attack of some kind somewhere on the planet that is significant. In other words, maybe the first major cyber war offense maneuver. It could be the United States versus, I don't know, North Korea doesn't have much of a cyber infrastructure, so maybe that's not the best example, but it could be the U.S. versus some other country during the attack on North Korea, maybe, for example, attacking China's cyber warfare capabilities during the assault on North Korea, possibly. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe China attacks the U.S. power grid. We all saw what happened when the Atlanta airport lost power for 6 to 10 hours, I think it was. There was total chaos in the airport. I mean, people were in the dark. Thousands of flights were canceled. Tens of thousands of people were stranded. The economic cost was in the hundreds of millions of dollars from one afternoon and evening of a power outage in a major U.S. airport. And that happened I mean, we did that to ourselves. That didn't even require a cyber attack. Imagine if China or North Korea or perhaps Russia actually intends to cause an attack on the U.S. infrastructure or power grid or emergency response systems using cyber warfare. I think that 2018 is the year we're going to see a major cyber warfare event. It's not 100% prediction, but it's pretty high. And if it doesn't happen in 2018, it's likely to happen very soon thereafter. Now, let's get to politics, because this is the last big prediction for 2018. Of course, we have the midterm elections coming up in late 2018. And if you listen to the mainstream media right now, which only fools do, by the way, but they are convinced that they're going to win so many seats in the House and the Senate that they're going to take control of both houses of Congress and that they are going to be able to impeach Donald Trump. My prediction is that they will not take both houses. They will gain some seats. That's my prediction. They will gain some seats, and it may actually be very close in both houses, but they will not be able to take a majority in both houses. I don't see that happening unless something very substantial changes, such as, let's say, if there were proof of Trump colluding with the Russians, which there isn't because it's a made-up hoax, but if there were proof, you know, or if something big came out, if you know, some major proof came out that showed that Trump had committed some major crime or whatever, that would be a game changer, and then my prediction would obviously be null and void at that point. But barring that, if we're just cruising along here, business as usual, the Democrats aren't going to take both houses, you know, both the House and the Senate. And that means that Trump will not be impeached in 2018 or 2019, for that matter. And that means that Trump will remain in office and will be running for re-election in 2020. Now, here's where my big prediction kicks in. Note carefully, this is not a 2018 prediction. This is more like a 2020/2021 prediction. And here it is. We are going to see America fractured. No matter who wins the 2020 election, the other side will not be able to tolerate it. We've already seen the left going insane over Trump winning the presidency in 2016. If he wins it again in 2020, I think we're going to see a total freak out, an attempted revolution slash coup slash people taking to the streets, protesting, burning down their own cities, all this kind of stuff across the country in late 2020. And if Trump loses to a Democrat, let's say, then I think that a lot of the conservative base in America won't be able to tolerate that either. And that they will call for defending America against the communists, because the Democrats are now pretty much aligned with communism. They are openly attacking the Republic and free market economics and the Constitution, and openly calling for communism in many cases and extreme left-wing socialism in other cases. And that's just not tolerable by people who are real Americans. And so I think that by the year 2020 or slash 2021, we're going to see this country really start to fracture. And by fracture, there are a couple of scenarios. One is, if the Democrats win the election in 2020, we're going to see a real push for secession by Texas and other states. On the other hand, if Trump or a Republican wins the White House in 2020, then we're going to see a reinvigorated push for secession by California, or at least the West Coast of California. And I predict an actual civil war inside the state of California in that scenario, where the majority of California doesn't want to secede as the left coast does. And we could actually see a fracturing of the state of California into like Western California versus Eastern California, or Southern California versus Northern California, something like that. This could actually happen. And a similar thing is true with Oregon, although it's not as extreme, you know, similar with Washington as well, but not as extreme as California. In any case, the fracturing of America is a very real possibility at that point. And one of the predictions that I've had for the last year or so, and I'm still sticking by this prediction, is that Donald Trump may be the last president to preside over the United States of America as we know it today. And by that, what I mean is, with the current structure, the number of states, the political structure, you know, electoral college, everything as we know it today, I don't think that America as we know it today can last through the 2020s. I think that by the time, first of all, I think there's a pretty good chance that Trump's going to win re-election in 2020 now that they have the tax reform bill passed. And that means that he'll be president all the way up to 2024, which means that the push for the fracturing of the country will be very aggressive throughout the early 2020s, heading into 2024, which would be a decisive election for the future of the country politically. So, if California secedes before 2024, then the Democrats will never win another major election for president. It would mean that the Democrats go off on their own. In Bitcoin terms, it's a hard fork of the politics of America. But if Democrats take the White House, then we're going to see a hard fork of conservatives in America, I believe, as well, you know, or on the flip side. So in essence, I don't see America lasting through the 2020s as we know it today, or even through the end of Trump's administration, or very much after that. Because whoever wins in 2024, it's probably over for the current structure of the country. And that's if things haven't already happened in 2021. We have a lot of opportunities for things to go south. Well, maybe that's a bad metaphor since we're speaking about geopolitics, for things to go wrong in terms of the union of the states. And we also have the assertion of more states' rights. We've seen the governor of California, for example, now granting pardons to felony illegal alien criminals to make sure that they can't be deported. He's actually pardoning them for felony crimes. The state of California is protecting murderers and rapists now in order to prevent the federal government from deporting those people. That's how extreme the hard fork has become. California is practically functioning as a separatist nation of extremists at this point. That's Governor Jerry Brown. You know, he wants to be a communist. He's basically a commie guy running a communist state that wants to collapse, just begging for collapse, you know, collapse of law and order, fiscal collapse, collapse of justice, everything. And so that's just going to accelerate over the next few years. So that's a wrap up of some of my bigger, possible predictions for 2018 and the years beyond. I'll probably post an article with some more specific predictions. You can see that at naturalnews.com. Remember, I'm not always correct on these. I'm correct more often than I'm wrong on these predictions, but you know, don't make big financial decisions based on my analysis here. Do your own analysis. My analysis might be right, might be 60% right, might be 40% right this year. Who knows? But it's just giving you some things to think about on your own. Make your own decisions. Take your own risks, because it's your life. But for me, I'm staying in Texas. Because no matter what happens to America, Texas is its own country. Right? Texas is going to be very well off. Texas is a good place to be. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here at naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke
compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.